right in the background is Who's This We, but I want to mention a few other shows. I don't think we're going to have time for Beast in the Field. The band is ready to go, but Jesus Chainsaw Massacre is playing PJs at Saturday night with Dewinde and Metal Dungeon. The Fondas and Pizzazz are playing the Majestic Cafe Friday night, and Canyon and Dark Red and 4 Hour Friends are playing the Majestic Cafe Saturday night. Crud is playing Clutch Cargo Saturday night. Howard Glazer is playing Play by Play Friday night. And Tracy Cash Thomas is playing the Village Theater in Canton on... Oh, I didn't put a date down. Sorry about that. But she's playing... She will also be on the live drive at 5 coming up in 2 weeks, 3 weeks. All righty. We are we ready to go?
Almost.
You are listening to WHFR Dearborn, the station making waves. My name is Margaret. In the background, we've got Beast in the Field playing Deep in the Cave, and they are playing Saturday night at, where were they playing? They were playing at the Old Miami Friday night. Sorry about that, along with that Antique Scream. Are we good to go now?
We are ready to go for the Motor Live Drive at 5. We have part of a band called Dead Again. We have the acoustic duo of... Brian Sheehan and James DiCarlo, the acoustic version of The Dead, right here in our studios.
Hey, guys.
Hey, are you there?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, we have them live here. In fact, why don't we just start off with a song?
Okay.
What are you going to do?
We're going to do Black Throated Wind
by the Grateful Dead. By Dead Again.
Bringing me down, I'm running aground, blind in the light of the interstate car. They're passing me by, the buses and semis, lunging like stones on a slingshot off Mars. But I'm here by the road to the load that I picked up in 10,000 cafes and bars. Well, alone with the rush of the drivers that won't pick me up. The highway, the moon, the clouds and the stars. Black-throated wind keeps on pouring in with its words of a laugh. Nothing is new. I'm Mother American night, lost from the light. Oh, and I'm drowning in you. I left St. Louis, city of blues, in the midst of a storm I'd rather forget. I tried to pretend it came to an end. You weren't the woman I once thought I met. Well, I can't deny, thoughts of regret that I was a man when all this began. Who wouldn't think twice about being there yet? Black-throated wind keeps on pouring in, and it speaks of a life that passes like dew. Force me to see you've done better by me, done better by me than I've done by you. what's to be found racing around. You carry your pain with you wherever you go. Or full of the blues and trying to lose. You ain't gonna learn what you don't wanna know. So I give you my eyes, oh, and all of their lives. Please help them to learn as well as to see. Capture a glance, oh, and make a dance of looking at you, you looking at me. Black-throated wind keeps on pouring in with its words of a lie that could almost be true. Our mother American eyes from the light, turning around, that's what I'm gonna do. Lord, I'm going back home, that's what I'm gonna do. Cause you done better by me than I've done by you. Oh, and I'm drowning in you. I'm turning around, what I'm gonna do. Lord, I'm going back home, that's what I'm gonna do. Cause you done better by me than I've done by you. Oh, and I'm drowning in you.
Hey, thanks, guys.
Yeah. Very nice. Today we have the Midwest premier Grateful Dead cover band, Dead Again.
That's right.
A very small portion of that really big band.
Yeah, just 2/6 of the band.
Okay.
Wow.
Yeah. In fact, would you like to introduce both of you?
Yeah. On bass, we've got Mr. James DiCarlo. He's playing the 6-string modulus. He's not doing the upright. Usually when we do these acoustic shows, we do a trio with the other Brian, who's the other guitar player, and he plays the upright bass. But today he's not, and I like it. I like how it sounds.
It sounds real nice.
Sounds great.
Yeah, for sure.
And you are?
I'm Brian Sheehan. And I in the band, I kind of do the co-lead guy, Bob Weir. I do his role. And that was, the one we just played was a Bob Weir song. So, and then obviously everybody knows Jerry Garcia.
Okay, and he couldn't make it today.
No, Brian couldn't make it. Kind of an... it's a noteworthy story. He has a custom-made replica of Jerry Garcia's custom guitar. And he had it made a couple months ago, and he had to have it sent out after our last show to get some work done to it. And for some reason, which we won't get into, it wasn't going to be available till today. So they overnighted it last night so he could have it for one day before the show. And, you know, just so happens it's FedEx and needs a signature and... So he's got to stay at home and wait for it because it's, you know, it's kind of part of the show. It's kind of a big part of the show for him to have the guitar. So he's hopefully he's listening, and hopefully the guitar has come by now.
Yeah, you don't want to leave that sitting on somebody's porch.
No, definitely. It's a pretty expensive custom instrument. So.
Well, but we have in our studios the other half of the Grateful Dead right here today.
Right.
So, in fact, why don't we just keep the music rolling?
Okay, cool. I'm going to do... a song, a Jerry Garcia song from the Grateful Dead. We're going to do Friend of the Devil. So, there it goes.
I lit out from Reno, I was trailed by 20 hounds. Didn't get to sleep that night till the morning came around. Set out running, but I take my time. A friend of the devil is a friend of mine. I get home before daylight, just might get some sleep tonight. I ran into the devil, baby, loaned me 20 bills. Spent the night in Utah in a cave up in the hills. I set out running, but I take my time. A friend of the devil is a friend of mine. some sleep tonight. I ran down to the levee, but the devil caught me there. He took my $20 bill and he vanished in the air. I set out running, but I take my time. A friend of the devil is a friend of mine. I get on before daylight, just might get some sleep tonight. I got two reasons why I cry away each lonely night. The first one's named Sweet Anne Marie, and she's my heart's delight. Second one is prison, baby, the sheriff's on my trail. And if he catches up with me, I'll send my life in jail. I got a wife in Chino, baby, and a one in Cherokee. The first one says she got my child, but it don't look like me. I set out running, but I take my time. A friend of the devil is a friend of mine. I get home before daylight, just might get some sleep.
We just had a caller named Randy from Dearborn call to say that you guys sound really great. He's appreciating the acoustic music a little better than some of the stuff we play here. And he said you guys sound really great. Cool. I know that I'm probably dating ourselves to say something like we remember the day and remember where we were when we weren't learned about Jerry's passing.
Well, I mean, I remember exactly what I was doing, too. Actually, the keyboard player of the Dead Again, Francis, I called his house looking for his little brother, and he broke the news to me. So I remember pretty well, too. So, you know, dating yourself, I don't know.
I was driving in a red Mustang down the coast of Oregon, and it came on the air.
Bad news.
Well, you got to get it sometime. But as part of the Grateful Dead, in fact, as an acoustic duo, they quite often did do acoustic things.
Yeah, they did. I mean, if you go on YouTube, you can find these performances from like really weird spots. Like there's like a 1980 Amsterdam show that's like somehow it got videotaped, and it's just Jerry Garcia and Bob Weir in the corner of a small club. So they did a lot of different configurations. I mean, obviously most of it was the 6-piece band, you know, with a varying cast of keyboard players. But yeah, I mean they were sort of adept at adapting, you know, especially in sort of like the pre-digital age. You know, they were pretty good at figuring out a way to give people music even when it wasn't very comfortable, you know.
Okay, so you guys are really carrying on a real tradition of the Grateful Dead.
Well, sort of, you know.
Yeah.
It's tough for us because, you know, there's still some survivors and people who are like linked to the band that who are still doing music. So it's kind of, we're kind of in a spot where it's like maybe we aren't quite needed just yet, but we like to do it, and you know, it's nice to pay tribute to people that inspired you when you were young and up and coming, and keeping a tradition, an American music tradition, alive.
So. Okay, and you've got a big show coming up, don't you?
Yeah, tomorrow night, Good Friday, for people who are so inclined to recognize that. We're at the Magic Stick in Detroit on Woodward there in sort of the Midtown Wayne State area. We haven't played a Detroit show as a full band since January, and that's where we played last, January 2nd, actually.
Mm-hmm. 4 months.
Yeah.
4 months to the day?
4 months to the day, apparently. I mean, it wouldn't be full 30 or 31 day cycles because this was a leap year, wasn't it? Wasn't it 28 days we had this year? Anyway, no, it wasn't a leap year. It was 20,
no, it's not.
28, 29 is the leap. Anyway, let's stay away from the calendar. We'll talk okay. about the Grateful Dead. That's more in my
That's right.
wheelhouse.
In fact, why don't we get some more music up here?
Yeah, okay.
Because it sounds so good.
I think what we're going to do is another Bob Weir song called Cassidy.
I've seen where the wolf has slept by the silver stream. I can tell by the mark he left you were in his dream. Ah, child of countless trees. Ah, child of boundless seas. What you are, what you're meant to be. Speaks his name. Though you were born to me, born to me, Cassidy. Lost now on the country miles in his Cadillac. I can tell by the way you smile, he's rolling back. The nighttime clean. Come grow the scorched ground green. Blow the horn, tap the tambourine. Close the gap of the dark years in between. You and me, Cassidy. Quick beats in an icy heart. Catch your claws a coffin car. And now here she starts, hear her cry. Flight of the seabirds, scattered like lost words. Reel to the storm and fly. Dirty women, let your life proceed by its own design. Nothing to tell now, let the words be yours, I'm done with mine. Fare thee well now, let the words be yours, I'm done with mine. Fare thee well now, let your life proceed by its own design. Thank you.
All right.
Yeah. Thank you very much.
Well, thank you.
That sounds great. And just got another phone call from a listener in Ferndale named Stan, who says you guys sound really great, and he's really hoping to make it tomorrow's show.
Oh, nice. Great.
He asked me the details, so I think he's pretty serious.
Yeah, nice.
One thing I want to mention right now, I don't think I even emailed you guys this, but I put it on the website that this is our 150th show on Motor Live Drive at 5 p.m.
Nice.
About 100 of them are now on the podcast. Mm-hmm. You were one of our first. I pulled the CD from the show that you did back in
06 or 07?
06 or 07. We didn't even date them then because we figured we'd never forget.
Nice.
But it's kind of, you know.
That's interesting because that's been a couple years and that's a lot of shows packed in between then and now.
It was 3 years in January and so 150 shows. So it's an honor to have you back.
It's an honor to be here. It's a pleasure.
In fact, right now we haven't got a band set up for next week.
Oh, yeah?
And we haven't
had a cancellation.
Got a cancellation. We don't have anybody yet. But unless we can get another band in between now and next week, perhaps we'll put the Simplicity Show.
Yeah, maybe
on the podcast.
Yeah, that would be interesting. A little blast from the past.
Yeah, it would be.
We had a lot of fun when we were in here. So.
Well, it sounds great.
Yeah, you were one of our very early bands that came in. So
It had to be within the first 3 months.
Yeah, I'm sure it was.
So,
but the room's the same.
Yeah. Yeah, we got some better equipment now. Yeah.
It sounds great in here, by the way. I don't, you know, maybe that's a sort of why people are calling in and saying it sounds great. It really does to us. I mean, I don't know what it sounds like to people on their stereos, but it sounds great in here.
Well, we all have to thank Alan Cantino, our musical magician here.
Yeah, for
and
sure.
And he always makes everything sound so good.
Yeah.
The monitor mixes that they have.
He's trying to make humble himself.
Yeah, right.
We're so lucky to have him.
You can always go up, but if you start out real cocky, then it's just everybody can just tear you down.
No, it can't happen here.
Yeah.
But why don't we just keep rolling along?
Okay. We're going to do another, since I do the Bob Weir parts for the band, I'm just going to kind of roll through a bunch of my songs. We're going to do a song called Victim or the Crime, which is a pretty interesting one.
Patience runs out on the junkie. Dark Star hires another soul. Did he steal his fate or earn it? Was he force-fed? Did he learn it? Whatever happened to his precious self-control? Like him, I'm tired of trying to heal this tomcat heart with which I'm blessed. Is destruction loving's twin? Must I choose to lose a win? Maybe when my time comes, I will have guessed. Crime. am I the victim of the crime? Oh, the crime.
All right. Yeah.
Thank you.
Well, we've got another caller.
Oh, man.
Jerry, who says you guys sound really good.
Jerry,
actually,
huh?
He said pretty good. But pretty, he also he gave good. Us gave us a lead on a possible band for next week. So
oh, that's nice.
We'll,
there you go.
We'll see if that works out. Otherwise, we'll probably replay the Simplicity show. But, wow, you guys are great.
Oh, thank you very much. We're, you know, we kind of, we wish our third member of the trio was here today, but, you know, he adds a lot.
Okay.
And he's a very talented guitarist and singer, so it's kind of, it is something palpable that we're missing, but, you know, we're soldiering on and doing the best we can, and we think it sounds pretty good.
Yeah. So.
Yeah, the six-string bass, really, what a intense sound. It just seems to go right through you.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. It's great.
In fact, why don't you tell us about what you're playing today?
The instrument?
Yeah.
This is a six-string Modulus Quantum. I got it a couple months ago, but it's a 1992. It's 18 years old now.
Whoa.
And it's pretty as close as I could afford to what the bass player Phil Lesh of the Grateful Dead played in the 80s and 90s for a while.
And what do you usually play that through?
My Mesa Boogie amp. I have two Mesa cabinets under it. And cut the mids out and play with a pick, and we got Phil's sound right there.
All right. And Brian, what are you playing today?
I'm playing an Alvarez, acoustic electric Alvarez Masterworks, which is the sort of the acoustic guitar brand that Bob Weir and Jerry Garcia endorsed in the 90s. They're one of the first, they're actually Japanese guitar maker. They're one of the first that had acoustic electric capabilities, you know, production models where you could buy them and plug them in. I'm not plugged in today. I'm mic'd. But in a lot of rooms, you can't just rely on a mic for an acoustic. You got to have it going direct. There's feedback issues with mics and all kinds of stuff. Plus, you know, people don't usually have the kind of quality mics you guys have in here.
That's right.
At venues. So, these are the models that they use. They use Takaminis and Alvarez's and... So I tried to get close. This is actually this model. I have one that's closer to the Bob Weir model, but this is a little bit closer to what the Jerry Garcia model that he played. So
okay, well, you're playing both ways today.
Yeah.
In fact, for your big show on Friday,
yeah.
What's the band going to be like?
Well, we're going to be there's going to be four more guys, two full drum kits like the Dead used to have, and then keyboards. And then, obviously, Brian, the other guitar player, and hopefully with his custom-made Jerry Garcia model guitar. Hopefully it comes in the mail. You know, if you're listening, Brian, call and let us know that it came. Because that would be nice. It'd be a little booster. But yet, you know, we do, with the a full electric accompaniment, we do, we try to do a, sort of an amalgam of all their eras. Because they changed sort of frequently based on lineup. Their core lineup stayed the same, but they had different keyboard players every 7 to 8 years or so. And that always kind of like signaled a slight change in the band's sound. So we try to like grab a little bit from every era. The real early 60s psychedelic era is kind of where we are the least able to duplicate.
What?
And we've kind of like lately we've been really trying to get into that. So this next show we're going to have a wide range of tunes from their catalog, but we've kind of thrown in some things from the earlier days that we haven't been able to do before, or not been able to, but we haven't focused on. So.
You mean there's no Dark Star?
Well, that is a good question. And if you come to the Magic Stick tomorrow, April 2nd, you'll find out.
Okay.
Good answer.
Probably going to play it. Don't tell anybody, but we'll probably play that.
Well, because, yeah, the Grateful Dead had a wide variety. It started out as pretty much a jug band.
Yeah, right. Yeah, folky, you know, get acoustic guitars and those old washboards,
yeah,
you know, and harmonica. And then, like you were saying before we started, when we were chatting, you know, they developed into, like, the rock band with the Beatles and then kind of got real super psychedelic. And we're kind of like, you know, the main purveyors of psychedelic music in the late 60s, you know.
Yeah.
And then
the Americana aspect.
Right, the acoustic music came back. And
so they've gone through a lot of different changes, and you guys go through a lot just right on stage every performance.
Right. We don't do costume changes, which I think we probably should incorporate at some point. No, actually, I don't really think that. But, that would be kind of not in keeping with the Dead's sort of credo, which is I don't think they really even had costumes. I think whatever they woke up in the morning wearing, they wore that to the gig. And they didn't need to. They had, you know, 30,000 people at their shows. So.
Okay. Well, we only have a couple here in the studio today.
Okay.
What's it going to be? What are you going to have next for us?
Right now, what we're going to play next, we're actually going to play a Bob Dylan song that the Dead covered pretty frequently in the last 15 years of their career, called When I Paint My Masterpiece.
Of Rome, they are filled with rubble, ancient footprints are everywhere. Well, you could almost think that you're seeing double on a cold, dark night on the Spanish stage. Gotta hurry on back to my hotel room, where I got me a date with Botticelli's niece. She promised she'd be right there with me when I paint my masterpiece. Inside the Colosseum, dodging lions and wasting time. Oh, those mighty kings of the jungle, I can hardly stand to see them. Yes, it sure has been a long, hard ride. Training wheels rolling through in the back of my memory, where I went on a hilltop.
following a pack of wild geese. Someday life will be sweet like a rhapsody. When I paint my masterpiece, when I left Rome, oh, I landed in Brussels on that plane ride, so bumpy that I almost cried. Clergymen in uniform, young girls pulling muscle. Everyone was there to greet me as I stepped inside. Newspaper man eating candy. Had to be held down by big bullies. Someday everything's gonna be different when I paint my masterpiece. Someday everything's gonna be different when I paint my masterpiece.
What a masterpiece. Oh. Very nice. Yeah.
Thank you.
All right. Why don't we just keep things rolling right along?
Okay.
And in fact, after that masterpiece, what do you got next? We'll just keep things going.
I think we're probably going to do a song called Throwing Stones, if that's okay with you guys.
Yes, it is. Right. You can throw all you want. Just, yeah.
Oh, it's, well, we won't get
it's
to
a
you
small
because
room.
Of the glass.
That's right.
Yeah, you're lucky.
It's not bulletproof.
Drink of water here.
Oh, he's got to, yeah, soothe this throat, make it perfect mm-hmm. for our listening audience, because he really does care.
And we mentioned that this was the 150th show. We've got over 100 of them on the podcast
in fact,
at WHFR.FM.
In fact, this is podcast number 105.
Oh, nice. Very good.
So,
I thought it was 150.
Oh, no.
Oh, it's 150 show.
Yeah, we didn't start podcasting
right.
until the second year.
Oh, nice.
So.
Cool. All right, well, this is called Throwing Stones.
Picture a bright blue ball just spinning, spinning. Dizzy with eternity, painted with the skin of sky, brushing some clouds and trees, calling home for you and me. A peaceful place, so soil looks from space. Closer look reveals the human race. Full of hope, full of grace is the human face. All fall down. Now watching the ball revolve over the nighttime fall. And again the hunt begins, and again the blood wind calls. By and by again the morning sun will rise, but the darkness never goes from some men's eyes. Well, you know, who strolls the sidewalks and it rolls the streets, staking turns, dividing up me.
nightmare spook, piece of me. It's you and me, you and me. Hey, click fast, wait and get all night. Rudy's looking for a fight. Rat cat. Ashes all fall down. Common saws and pinstripe bosses rule the dice. Anyway they fall, guess who gets to pay the price? Money green, proletarian gray, selling guns and food. So the kids they dance, they shake their bones, and the politicians throwing stones, singing ashes, ashes. Ashes all fall down. Heartless powers try to tell us what to think. If the spirit's sleeping, then the flesh is ink. Yeah, that's right. History's page will be neatly carved in stone. The future's here. We are in. We are on our own. 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 Summer home.
ashes all fall down. Picture a bright blue ball just spinning, spinning free. It's dizzy, the possibilities. Ashes, ashes all fall down. Ashes, ashes all fall down. Ashes, ashes all fall down. Ashes all fall down. Ashes, ashes all fall down.
All right.
Now, if people want to get a hold of you, do you have all the Facebook and website and MySpace sites?
Yeah, we're on MySpace. It's myspace.com/ Dead Again Band. I believe that's correct.
Yes,
I think that's
do.
The same thing for Facebook. It's facebook.com/ Dead Again Band.
Mm-hmm. Okay, and you got videos or
you
got
videos.
Your music posted on MySpace?
Yep. There's live versions of some of these songs we've been playing and the live versions of what we do.
And then if we become your fan on Facebook, will we get your announcements when you're doing shows in there?
Mm-hmm. Definitely.
Cool.
We'll get all the tour dates.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Can we travel the tour bus?
You can. Hey, you just have to provide your own bus because we don't have one anymore. You gotta get an old school bus and paint it psychedelic and paint like Merry Pranksters on it, and then you can follow us around.
Okay.
Well,
in fact, I want to remind everybody, where's that show going to be? Tomorrow?
Tomorrow at the Magic Stick in Detroit, in the Midtown area there, right across from Union Street, that whole Majestic complex with Garden Bowl. And we're playing at the Magic Stick, which is the upstairs place with all the pool tables.
Oh, yeah,
that's more fun anyway.
Great
venue. Yeah, right. Sounds better in there, too.
Yeah, it should be nice enough that they'll have the deck open.
They might. They opened that up the last year?
Yeah, when it's warm enough, they'll have you can go out on the roof.
I wonder if they'd get worried that it's just too early in the season to rely on it being warm. That sounds like something that would happen in Detroit. Well, it's too early, you know.
Well,
we'll see what happens tomorrow night.
Right.
It's supposed to be in the 70s.
Yeah, right.
But it'll get chilly at night.
Yeah.
But we've got a couple of minutes left.
Cool.
What more can you do?
Well, we were going to do two. I don't know if we have time for two more songs.
Well, you got 10 minutes to
go. Okay, yeah, we got time for two. All
right. You got time for two?
Yeah, we're going to do a Jerry Garcia tune entitled Lazy River Road.
Okay, I just want to mention one thing quickly. It says that show starts at 10 o'clock and there's no opening band. So you guys are going to do like a Dead performance and go all night long?
Two sets, two long sets with drums and bass and the whole thing.
All right, the laser light shows. And
I'm not sure if we have those yet, but you have to come to the show and find out.
Another one. Okay, Lazy River. Lazy River Road.
Down upon the sycamore slough, the white man sings the blues. Selling roses of paper mache, flecks of starlight dew. I swiped a bunch and threw it your way. Hazy moonlight glow. Way down, down along the lazy river road. Way down upon the shadowfall wall. Run hide and seek in your own backyard. Mama's backyard won't do. All night long I sang love sweet songs down where the water flows. Way down, down along the lazy river road.
the two. Stars fall down in buckets like the rain, but there ain't no standing room. Bright blue boxcars, train by train, clatter while dreams unfold. Way down, down along the Lindsay River Road. Way down upon the Seminole Square, belly of the river tide. Call for me and I will be there for the price of a taxi ride. Nighttime double clutches into the day, like the truck downshifting its load. Way down, down along the lazy river road.
I want to remind everybody to come on out, see Dead again at the Magic Stick tomorrow night.
Mm-hmm.
Show starts at 10, goes late,
mm-hmm.
So come on early, stay all night. And you can always catch up with them on the Dead Again Band on MySpace or Facebook.
Yep.
Just get them in. Why don't we, you've got a couple of minutes left to finish up. What are you gonna do?
We're gonna do Walkin' Blues. We'll play that out. We'll jam that one out to the end. Thanks for listening, everybody, and we hope to see you guys tomorrow. And thanks to WHFR for having us in. We had a good time. Thank you.
Okay.
Woke up this morning, felt around for my shoes. That's when I knew I had the meaning, walking blues. Woke up this morning, looked around and I felt around for my shoes. That's when I knew I had the meaning, walking blues. Feel like going out, gonna leave my lonesome home. Woke up this morning, what I had was gone. Feel like going out, leave my old lonesome home. Woke up this morning, what I had was gone. Some people tell you the walking blues ain't so bad. Worst old feeling I most ever had. Some people tell you walking blues ain't so bad. Worst old feeling I most ever had. Leave it in the morning if I have to ride the blind. I've been mistreated and I don't mind dying. Leave it in the morning even if I have to ride the blind. I've been mistreated and I don't mind dying. She got the Elgin moving from her head down to her toes. Breaking on a dollar almost everywhere she goes. She got the Elgin moving from her head down to her toes. Breaking on a dollar almost everywhere that she goes. Woke up this morning, felt around for my shoes. That's when I knew I had the meaning, walking blues. Woke up this morning, looked around and I felt around for my shoes. That's when I knew I had the meaning, walking blues. Walking blues. Walking blues. Walking blues, walking blues. Walking blues. Walking blues. Walking blues.
WHFR Dearborn.